Mr. Singh guided Ms. Khan twice to maintain her untruth to Parliament. He then lied twice before the COP. He lied before the court. He lied to the public. And he concealed material information from his own party. Mr. Speaker, there are simply too many lies. They pile up, one on top of another, each one to cover up a previous lie. And that is a problem, as Mr. Singh is also the leader of the opposition. This case shows a failure of leadership on the part of Mr. Singh. First, if Mr. Singh had told Ms. Khan to come clean when she first confessed her untruth to him in August 2021, the entire matter would have taken a very different course. Yes, it would have been inconvenient and uncomfortable to disclose the truth then. The WP had just won their second GRC in Sengkang in the 2020 general election, and Ms. Khan was a member of the WP's Sengkang team. But the consequences would have been nowhere as grave as what followed Mr. Singh's telling Ms. Khan to take the untruth to the grave. It is precisely at such moments where leaders are tested and where leadership matters. And as we have seen, the contrast between Mr. Singh's approach and Mr. Loh Tak Yong's leadership. Second, there was a failure to take responsibility. After Ms. Khan told the untruth, she knew she was in trouble. She asked Mr. Singh for advice as her party leader and because she regarded him as her mentor. Mr. Singh told her to hide the untruth. He guided her to continue with the untruth. Yet, when the truth came to light, he did not admit his complicity. Instead, he disowned her actions and later sat in judgment of her conduct while concealing his own role. Third, Mr. Singh refused to acknowledge the impact of the original untruth on the police. He said no wrong had been done to the police by reason of the false claim and questioned the amount of work the police had done to investigate the false claim. He dismissed the work the police had put in and the diversion of public resources with a comment that the police is not a, quote, broken back organization. The police had to comb through more than 1,400 sexual assault and related cases from 2018 to 2021 to investigate the false claims. This led to delays in handling other matters and cases. Mr. Singh could easily have prevented all this by urging Ms. Khan to tell the truth the moment she confessed to him.